The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment. By Eckhart Tolle. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle is a book that explores the power of living in the present moment. It encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and feelings, and to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about the past or future. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 focuses on the power of the present moment, Part 2 explores the source of suffering and how to transcend it, and Part 3 looks at the transformation of consciousness. In Part 1, Tolle explains the importance of living in the present moment and how it can help us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. He also discusses the concept of ego and how it can lead to suffering. He encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and feelings, and to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about the past or future. He also explains how to become free from the ego and how to live in the present moment. In Part 2, Tolle explores the source of suffering and how to transcend it. He explains how our attachment to the past and future can lead to suffering, and how to become free from this attachment. He also discusses the concept of enlightenment and how it can help us to become free from suffering. In Part 3, Tolle looks at the transformation of consciousness. He explains how to become aware of our thoughts and feelings, and how to become free from the ego. He also discusses the concept of enlightenment and how it can help us to become free from suffering. He encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and feelings, and to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about the past or future. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle is a book that explores the power of living in the present moment. It encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and feelings, and to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about the past or future. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 focuses on the power of the present moment, Part 2 explores the source of suffering and how to transcend it, and Part 3 looks at the transformation of consciousness. Through this book, Tolle encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and feelings, and to focus on the present moment rather than worrying about the past or future. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle is a book that encourages readers to live in the present moment and to be mindful of their thoughts and actions. It explains how living in the present moment can help us to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 2. The book explains how our minds are constantly filled with thoughts and worries about the past and the future, and how this can lead to suffering and unhappiness. It encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and to focus on the present moment instead. Main idea number 3. The book explains how our ego can be a source of suffering and how we can learn to let go of our ego and to become more aware of our true self. It encourages readers to become aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 4. The book explains how we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can learn to be mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 5. The book explains how we can learn to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use meditation and mindfulness to become more aware of our inner being. It encourages readers to use meditation and mindfulness to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 6. The book explains how we can learn to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 7. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 8. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use meditation and mindfulness to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use meditation and mindfulness to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 9. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 10. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 11. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 12. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 13. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 14. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 15. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 16. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 17. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 18. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main idea number 19. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. Main idea number 20. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle is a book that encourages readers to live in the present moment and to be mindful of their thoughts and actions. It explains how living in the present moment can help us to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book also discusses how to let go of the past and to be open to the possibilities of the future. It encourages readers to be aware of their thoughts and feelings and to be mindful of their actions. It also explains how to use meditation and mindfulness to become more aware of the present moment and to find inner peace and joy. The Power of Now also discusses how to use the power of now to create a better life. It explains how to use the present moment to create positive change in our lives. It encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and feelings and to be aware of their actions. It also explains how to use the power of now to create a more meaningful life. The book also discusses how to use the power of now to create a more fulfilling life and to find inner peace and joy. The Power of Now is an inspiring and insightful book that encourages readers to live in the present moment and to be mindful of their thoughts and actions. It explains how living in the present moment can help us to become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It is a book that can help readers to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life and to find inner peace and joy. Main idea number 2. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how our minds are constantly filled with thoughts and worries about the past and the future, and how this can lead to suffering and unhappiness. It encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and to focus on the present moment instead. The book explains that by being mindful of the present moment, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and ultimately, more content with our lives. It also encourages readers to practice meditation and other mindfulness techniques to help them stay in the present moment and to become more aware of their thoughts and feelings. By doing this, readers can learn to let go of their worries and anxieties and to live in the present moment with greater peace and joy. The book also explains how our thoughts and worries about the past and the future can lead to feelings of stress and anxiety. It encourages readers to become aware of their thoughts and to focus on the present moment instead. By doing this, readers can learn to let go of their worries and anxieties and to live in the present moment with greater peace and joy. The book also explains how mindfulness can help us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and to become more content with our lives. Finally, it encourages readers to practice meditation and other mindfulness techniques to help them stay in the present moment and to become more aware of their thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 3. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how our ego can be a source of suffering and how we can learn to let go of it. The book encourages readers to become aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. It explains that our ego is a false sense of self that is based on our past experiences and our attachment to material things. It encourages us to become aware of our true self, which is beyond our ego and is connected to the present moment. The book also explains how we can use meditation and mindfulness to become more aware of our true self and to find inner peace and joy. It also explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our true self and to find inner peace and joy. Finally, the book encourages us to practice self-love and to be kind to ourselves in order to find true happiness and fulfillment in life. Main idea number 4. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to become more aware of their thoughts and feelings and to be mindful of their actions. It explains how we can learn to be present in the moment and to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. The book encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. It also encourages readers to be aware of their emotions and to be mindful of how their thoughts and actions affect their lives. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and gain a greater understanding of our true nature. The book also encourages readers to be mindful of their environment and to be aware of how their actions affect the world around them. It encourages readers to be mindful of their relationships and to be aware of how their actions affect the people around them. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our impact on the world and gain a greater understanding of our place in it. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle is an inspiring and insightful book that encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and gain a greater understanding of our true nature. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to gain a greater understanding of themselves and the world around them. Main idea number 5. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle is a book that encourages readers to become more mindful of their thoughts and feelings. It explains how meditation and mindfulness can help us become more aware of our inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book provides practical advice on how to use meditation and mindfulness to become more aware of our inner being and to become more present in the moment. It also explains how to use mindfulness to become more aware of our emotions and to become more compassionate and understanding of ourselves and others. Finally, the book encourages readers to use meditation and mindfulness to become more connected to the world around them and to find a deeper sense of purpose and meaning in life. Main idea number 6. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions. It explains how we can learn to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions. The book encourages readers to be aware of the present moment and to recognize the power of now to help them become more mindful of their thoughts and actions. It also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts and actions, such as focusing on the present moment, being aware of our thoughts and feelings, and recognizing the power of now to help us become more mindful of our actions. The Power of Now also provides guidance on how to use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions in our daily lives. It encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and actions in order to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. The book also provides advice on how to use the power of now to become more mindful of our actions in our relationships, work, and other areas of life. By using the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 7. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to become more aware of our inner being. It also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual connection to the universe and to find a sense of inner peace and joy. The book also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. By becoming more aware of our inner being, we can learn to live in the present moment and to appreciate the beauty and joy that life has to offer. Main idea number 8. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. It encourages readers to use meditation and mindfulness to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Through meditation and mindfulness, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our actions. We can also become more aware of our environment and how it affects our thoughts and feelings. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner self and how it affects our life. The book also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual journey and to become more connected to the divine. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our emotions and how they affect our lives. It encourages readers to become more mindful of their emotions and to be aware of how they are affecting their lives. Through mindfulness and meditation, we can become more aware of our emotions and how they are affecting our lives. We can also become more aware of our environment and how it affects our emotions. By being mindful of our emotions, we can become more aware of our inner self and how it affects our life. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. Through meditation and mindfulness, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and how they affect our actions. We can also become more aware of our environment and how it affects our thoughts and feelings. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner self and how it affects our life. The book also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual journey and to become more connected to the divine. Main idea number 9. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to become more aware of our inner being. It also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual connection to the universe and to find a sense of inner peace and joy. The book also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. By becoming more aware of our inner being and connecting to the spiritual energy of the universe, we can find a sense of peace and joy that will help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 10. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our emotions and how we can use this awareness to create positive change in our lives. By being mindful of our emotions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us, and this can help us to create a more fulfilling life. The Power of Now also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their environment and how they interact with it. By being mindful of our environment, we can become more aware of our surroundings and how our actions can affect it. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our relationships and how we can use this awareness to create positive change in our lives. By being mindful of our relationships, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us, and this can help us to create a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 11. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to become more aware of our inner being. It also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual connection to the universe and to find a deeper sense of peace and joy in life. The book also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to create positive changes in our lives and to become more connected to our true selves. By using the power of now, readers can learn to live in the present moment and to find a greater sense of peace and joy in life. Main idea number 12. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our emotions and how we can use this awareness to create positive change in our lives. By being mindful of our emotions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us, and this can help us to create a more fulfilling life. The Power of Now also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their environment and how they interact with it. By being mindful of our environment, we can become more aware of our surroundings and how our actions can affect it. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our relationships and how we can use this awareness to create positive change in our lives. By being mindful of our relationships, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us, and this can help us to create a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 13. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to become more aware of our inner being. It also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual connection to the universe and to find a deeper sense of peace and joy in life. The book also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to create positive changes in our lives and to become more connected to our true selves. By using the power of now, readers can learn to live in the present moment and to find a greater sense of peace and joy in life. Main idea number 14. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our emotions and how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our environment. By being mindful of our emotions and environment, we can become more connected to our inner selves and the world around us. This connection can help us to live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 15. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to become more aware of our inner being. It also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual connection to the universe and to find a deeper sense of peace and joy in life. The book also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to create positive changes in our lives and to become more connected to our true selves. By using the power of now, readers can learn to live in the present moment and to find a greater sense of peace and joy in life. Main idea number 16. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our emotions and how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our environment. By being mindful of our emotions and environment, we can become more connected to our inner selves and the world around us. This connection can help us to live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 17. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to become more aware of our inner being. It also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual connection to the universe and to find a deeper sense of peace and joy in life. The book also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to create positive changes in our lives and to become more connected to our true selves. By using the power of now, readers can learn to live in the present moment and to find a greater sense of peace and joy in life. Main idea number 18. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner self and the world around us. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our emotions and how we can use the power of now to become more compassionate and understanding of others. By being mindful of our emotions, we can become more aware of our own feelings and the feelings of those around us. This awareness can help us to create more meaningful relationships and to live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 19. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their inner being and to find peace and joy in life. The book explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to become more aware of our inner being. It also encourages readers to use the power of now to become more aware of their spiritual connection to the universe and to find a sense of inner peace and joy. The book also provides practical advice on how to use the power of now to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. By becoming more aware of our inner being and connecting to the spiritual energy of the universe, we can find a sense of peace and joy that will help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 20. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment by Eckhart Tolle explains how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings. It encourages readers to use the power of now to become more mindful of their thoughts and actions and to be aware of the present moment. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can become more aware of our inner selves and the world around us. This awareness can help us to make better decisions and to live a more meaningful life. The book also explains how we can use the power of now to become more mindful of our emotions and how we can use the power of now to become more aware of our environment. By being mindful of our emotions and environment, we can become more connected to our inner selves and the world around us. This connection can help us to live a more fulfilling life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.